season where I know you've dealt with injuries. So how did it feel to come out with that performance?
First thing first, I was really happy that I could help the team to qualify. To be honest, like, to score that 2-1 like early in the second half was like a relief, as we knew with this away goal advantage, like they have to push hard. But yeah, I'm not I don't think I'm yet at 100%, but I'm close, and I think I'm moving there with the right steps, and yeah, just want to keep playing and, you know, help the team.
Can you talk to me a little more about your injury, like just what you went through, the recovery process? And I know your coach said it wasn't just physical, it was also like mentally making sure you're on the right path. So can you just talk to me about that?
Oh yeah, I just, injury-wise, I had a muscle strain on my quad, also a hematoma, and I also dealt with some issues in my family, so yeah, that was it.
And what is it like to get over that and be at this point?
Yeah, just everything is fine now. Physically, I feel good, and also everything is good home, so I'm just, you know, I'm just happy right now.
And just, I want to ask you, what does the Hell is Real rivalry coming up, what does that mean to you? And what does the rivalry games in general mean?
Yeah, it's a special one for Ohio. I think they'll come here hard to take the revenge from last year. So, yeah, I think the guys are motivated, so it'll be a nice game.
Alex, is there something comparable in Romania or in and around Europe, like the CONCACAF Champions Cup, that you followed maybe as a young player and you always dreamed of being a part of?
You mean competition?
Yeah.
You mean my dream, or like what I played before?
Okay, maybe I'll rephrase the question. This is an enormous accomplishment for the team.
Yeah.
But this is over here in North America.
Yeah.
Where you grew up, was there something like this that you aspired to be a part of?
Yeah, I mean, the European Champions League, right?
Yeah.
I grew up, and my dad told me about Steaua Bucharest, who won the competition in 1986. So I think that was really huge for Romania. So yeah, I think that's the competition that everybody aspires in Europe.
And so when you tell your family where you are now in this competition, can they appreciate?
Yeah, of course, they are proud. Yeah, I mean, the press in Romania, I think, is proud of me. So
that's great.
Yeah.
Are you able to see the game a little differently that this year you haven't had quite the playing time that you had last year? And does that help you when you're inserted as a sub in matches?
No, I don't see the game differently. Just, you know, it's every time in football is like decision making in that moment, you know? Yeah, this game, I feel like my decision making was good. So I just want to keep it that way, right?
Thank you.
Alex, we saw the impact that you had coming in. Can you talk about the improvement on the dribbling and getting through some of the defense?
I think the perfect example is Sancho, right, from Dortmund. Like, it's all about mental. If you're good mental, I think you can do a lot of stuff. If you're not good mental, yeah, you're gonna struggle. It's not like he just went to Borussia and now he learned how to dribble again or something like that. It's just everything mental.
It seems like the ball sticks to your feet, you know, when you're going and being able to open up different channels. Can you talk, you know, have you and Rossi worked with, you know, finding each other, you know, to get the play going?
Yeah, every time, like, after, not after every training, but after trainings, we had, like, you know, it's free time, all the attackers, we just hang out together, and we just, like, you know, combine and shoot and, you know, finish to the goal. So that helps us a lot.
And coaches said that he wants you guys to be brave and be maybe a little more, you know, aggressive. You got a hungry FC Cincinnati coming in, and, you know, you touched on it a little bit. How, you know, are you going to be able to stifle, you know, their attacks?
I think home is just like, it's hard to beat us. Like, we just go there. I don't know why. Home is like, is different than away, but I feel like we try to be better away too. But like, home, we just go with a different type of pressure and put that pressure on the opposite team. So I think they feel that right away. So it's gonna be a nice game for sure.
And to, you know, for you, how much do you feed off the energy of the fans? I know they make this, you know, a fortress.
Yeah.
How much does it help, like, boost you up, like, when you're starting to, you know, get, you know, mentally drained or physically drained? How much do they help lift you and the team up?
Of course, they help a lot, and I wanna appreciate them on this way. I say thank you to them, and, you know, I wanna say, you know, to keep coming in big numbers to the games and support us, and because we can do again big things this year.